All right, welcome to Studley's odd-shaped table for the conference call tonight. Go ahead, Dusty. Why don't you do the intros?
Guys, I'd like to thank you for getting on the call. We're lucky tonight to have Studley Rich Queen, and I'm not sure who else is on the phone, but I'm sure he's brought his own table of Dinar superstars out tonight for everybody to come out and answer some of you guys' questions. There's a lot of things lingering. There's a lot of good news articles out there. You know, y'all know my stance. I've stayed the same for the last couple of weeks. Y'all know how I feel about this. Just to let you know, if for those of you that don't really know Studley, I had the pleasure of spending quite a bit of time with him a few weeks ago, and we just had an absolute blast. He's a great guy. He's got a ton of connections, especially throughout the banking industry. He and I have worked together on several projects, and it's just been a pleasure doing business with him. He has really, really brought new light to me in a lot of questions throughout the banking side of this investment. And without further ado, I'd like to bring in the Studley the Stud Muffin. You there?
I am. Wow, you should be an MC. I wanted to switch it up tonight, Dusty, and just, you know, everybody's kind of predicting a lot of things, and I wanted to get back to basics. I really just wanted to...
Excuse me a second, Studley. You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're wearing an earpiece or not, but if you could, not use it.
No, you're cutting in and out pretty bad, Studley. You're going to need to get a new iPhone.
Great.
There you go. We can hear you.
Better now?
No, you just cut out again.
Damn it. Can you hear me better
okay,
now?
Okay, we got you. Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. I really just wanted to get back to basics, give you all an idea of what we do kind of behind the scenes, just a small group of us, and, you know, really just get back to the KISS method. Frankly, just keeping it simple, stupid. There's been a lot of information out there, and we're all confused. And don't think that guys that do get information that have contact aren't confused as well. We are. We know that this is a long-term investment. If you're on here and you're just interested in the next week or two or a day or two, you're on the wrong call. That's not what I'm out here for. I'm out here to really just give you a better education and understanding of currency plays and how they work. Better idea of finance, and to really just what I enjoy doing is I just enjoy taking questions and trying to help out as much as possible. All of us have been given a lot of information. I personally have been given information that's stating from now until next couple weeks. I have been given most information about the herbal agreement. How important that is, and as soon as we see that implemented, we should see an RV very shortly thereafter. And that's what I personally am waiting for. I've also been given information from very high-up sources that are telling me there's a major misinformation campaign. Some of my guests on this line don't agree with me, and that's what makes them great, though. That's why we talk to each other. We don't agree all the time, but we have a great time. We really do.
Hey, Studley, I just want to jump in there for a minute. I don't know who doesn't agree with you. I absolutely agree with you that there's been a major misinformation campaign going on.
Amen.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think there's
no,
anybody
no,
that, call
that
doesn't
that's
agree
not
with
what
that.
I meant. Yeah, no. I agree with that, sweetie. I just, what I'm saying is that we have major debates. You, myself, Dusty, we all debate, you know, because we're all given different information. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm trying to say. And I personally don't believe that anybody is going to know exactly when this is going to happen. We've been given terrific windows when this should happen. We know for a fact that this should have already happened. And we've all been given great information about that. for one reason or another, and I really don't want to go into the reasons, but we know that it has gotten pushed off. What I do know right now that is being just thrown out continually is that we are in the best window I've ever seen in this investment. Now, what does that mean exactly? That does not mean that tomorrow there's going to be an RV. You'll never hear me give out a date or a rate. Nobody will ever say that about me. I can tell you that within the next 2 or 3 weeks should be a great opportunity for us. But there needs to be certain things that have to happen. Most importantly, again, I'm going to go back to the herbal agreement. Very important. My personal opinion is they're going to announce that along with the ministers at the same time. And, you know, Dusty and I know Rich Queen have been given similar information, and we're going to talk about that a little bit before the question and answer. Durga, you want to come in again?
Sorry,
give a little
what was
information
that?
Do you want to come in and give a little information on your end?
Well, there's very little that I can actually share publicly.
I
just because of where I know certain people happen to be placed on the globe and what they're doing there, that is why I was leaning towards tomorrow. As you just said, though, you know, this has been set to go many other times. This looks better just about than any other time it was set to go, in my opinion, because of some of those mitigating factors that you don't want to get into that have stopped it seem to have been, how shall I say, curtailed or reprimanded or ironed out, because there are different areas. I mean, I would say, I'll say it. There are three major areas, I think, that have caused the delays. There has been that dark, looming X factor of the nasty forces that live under your bed and steal all your money that did not want this transference of wealth to occur. That was one. There was also the dickering and haggling in Washington over what the funds from the RV of this currency, how those funds will be appropriated and spent, as well as how many tax dollars are going to get out of us cashing in. That was another reason for some delay. And then the third one has been purely technical issues. So it seems to me at this point in time, those three things seem to have been handled. As far as the herbal agreement and things like that, my thought has always been about those things that has always been a convenient scapegoat for when a delay occurs. They just throw out, oh, well, this isn't done. Oh, the HCL law isn't done. Oh, the herbal agreement isn't done. Oh, the ministers aren't seated. When in truth or fact, in my opinion, this is purely my conjecture, and I've had other people agree with me on this, they could pop it out at any time. Oh, it's all done.
Right. Absolutely. No, we absolutely agree on that. It is done. There's proof that it is done. The problem is implementing it.
Yeah.
The implementing part is what we're waiting for. We're all waiting for that. I don't know. No matter how high, and I've said this repeatedly, our connections are, and we do have some pretty amazing connections, I don't believe that we're going to know exactly when this is going to happen. We're going to be given big windows of opportunity, and I think we're in the biggest window right now.
I agree.
So, Dusty, thank you, by the way. And, yes, Dusty and I did hang out. He's a great guy, great heart. Good, really, really, a guy that would just stand up for you through thick and thin. So, and give it right back to him, and I appreciate that. And so would Durga, and that's why I had them on this call. We might not agree continually, but they are wonderful people. If anybody has anything else to say, please go ahead. But you know, I'd like to get into Q&A as quickly as possible. Dusty, you have anything you want to add?
No, I'm trying to wipe the tears from my eyes with that edification.
Well, there's one thing I want to add, that Iraq is now in control of its own airspace. That's huge. Like that's a little thing, but it's sovereignty.
That's
showing
tremendous.
That they are. So, and I think it is a big part of it. But we can go into Q&A whenever you want to.
If anybody has anything, if anybody has anything else to add, please add it right now. Otherwise, yeah, I have no problem taking the questions. No.
Okay. All right, we'll do
Sadly, I'm sitting to go to school here. I'm going to sit down and cross my hands and listen to you teach because I've learned more from you probably than anybody else in this investment.
Well, thank you so much. That's very sweet. I just want to also say, guys, listen, I'm not a guru. I am not a, you know, and thank you. I don't know everything. I'm very humble. I make mistakes just like everybody else. These are just our opinions from a lot of hard work, a lot of experience in finance, at least on my end. And I know a lot the people that we have on this call right now have done countless hours of work to come up with their conclusions. So with that, let's get this party started. Come on.
All right. All right, anybody has any questions, please star 6 on your phone. Oh, boy. Here we go. First one, let's see, ending in Sierra Nevada, or in Sierra Nevada.
Hey, this
Hold up. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Mr.
Hello.
Chief. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Shout out to Dusty too. Any movement or rumor on the dong?
I don't really follow the dong, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's not my forte.
I love the
Dusty,
dong.
Or
you want to take it? Dusty loves his dong, so let Dusty answer.
I love the VND. So yeah.
Hey Dusty, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good, brother. Thanks.
Where's Mrs. Chief at tonight?
That's me.
Anyway.
I'm out here in Vietnam, North Carolina.
Nice. I'm a Tar Heel myself. I'm an Auburn graduate. I bleed orange and blue during August till about December, and then about January I have to throw on the baby blue and come y'all's way for a couple of basketball games. So I love the state of North Carolina. But anyway, on the dome.
My money went to Auburn.
Well, that's just a war eagle. I mean, it's plain. It's simple. That's the beautiful part about this investment. You run into great people that graduate from such pristine schools like Auburn. I mean, it's the best school in the world.
War eagle,
I mean,
brother.
Who needs Harvard when you can graduate from Auburn, right? Anyway, on the dong, it's still going to be, in my opinion, between 3 and 6 cents. And I don't see this going same day. I don't agree with it that it'll go the same day. I think, in my honest opinion, I think it will go anywhere from 72 hours to 3 weeks behind the dinar. I believe there are certain countries that have dinar in their foreign reserves and would love to account that in their foreign reserves and add it in there before they revalue their currency as assets. So, in my opinion, I believe this is a worldwide reset. Most people believe that. But most people do believe that people will have there will be a lot of double dipping. And there may be some, but it's very limited because a lot of banks have cut off the dong now. They have cut off, they've stopped selling the VND. And we know that Vietnam has cracked down their borders from the VND even leaving. So the double dipping will be very, very limited. In my opinion, that's why they've cut off the sales of the Vietnamese dong at a lot of banks to prevent the double dipping. Now, you're still going to have guys like, Ty, and I'm sure Ali will deal in it when he comes back, and places like that will have the dong, but they're not going to have a lot of it. So it'll limit the double dipping. So that's the way I look at the situation.
All right, hey, I appreciate everything that you guys do, and have a good night.
Thank you for the question.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, next caller.
Hey, guys, what's happening? Tim here in California.
A little bit happier, by the way.
All right, phone number ending 6459.
Yeah, Tim here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Quick question. Two things, basically. Lots of stuff been going around over the past several weeks as far as the U.S. holding this whole thing up, and it seems to make sense based on what I know. But I guess my primary issue would be if the world courts did get involved, and I do have my doubts on that, but if they did, and this thing is now behind us, why wouldn't we see the RV within 24 to 72 hours?
Great question. My personal opinion is, from what I've been given, they weren't involved. Other people feel that they were. I just don't. I don't think that is something that's necessary for a currency play, especially this type. Again, the reason why we're having such a hard time is because this is a live and fluid event. Literally, we can talk for 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes later, we're getting different information. It's very hard to analyze that way, and that's the problem. I think they're having a very hard time because this is going to be the largest wealth transfer in history, and this is an event that has not taken place. I can compare it to other RVs, but it's like comparing apples to oranges. You're dealing with a whole different environment. You're dealing with the internet. You're dealing with a new Basel III system, banking system. And you're also dealing with Iraq, which is a country, that has not had a internationally tradable currency for over 20 years. People don't realize how difficult that is to release that currency. Anybody else would like to add on that, Dusty? For Durga?
You know my opinion completely contradicts that.
Absolutely, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. I like it.
You know, when the United States went to the UN and the IMF about devaluing their currency 660,000%. Are we going to say our government didn't get involved then? Or are we going to say that they're not involved now?
Dusty, I didn't mean that, by the way. I just meant that I was not sure whether the world court and how big of a role the world court had. I absolutely agree that our government has been involved in the RV of this currency. I apologize.
Okay. As far as the world court goes, I must have completely missed the question. Must have went over my head. But as far as the World Court is concerned, from the person that originally called me that, from that information, one of our government figures that called me with that information, he has not followed up to me on that. I've asked him several times about a follow-up on that, and I haven't received it. Other people have received that particular piece of intel. However, just so you know, if they do try to force the United Nations hand or the IMF's hand, just remember that they have that little process could take some time. It's not like they can walk in. You know, it's kind of like putting someone out of a house. You have to serve them an eviction notice. You give them a 10-day to begin with. If they don't leave in the 10 days, you got to go get a, you know, take them to court and do this and do that, and then you got to wait 30 days. And it's not like you can just go put them out immediately. So just because paperwork's been signed, filed, and they receive an order, even after that order is delivered from the court to a person to be removed from a home, being evicted, they still have 30 days to vacate the premises after that. Or at least that's the way our laws here work. So keep that in mind, that they may, you know, still have a time limit. Just because the paperwork's finished, if that's the intel that's been provided by someone else, it doesn't mean that it has to be implemented immediately.
Okay, gotcha. And then just last question here real quick. You know, being on most of the calls, everyone's looking for kind of a window, and I appreciate what Studley mentioned when we first popped on as far as the next couple of weeks looking good. But if we start thinking with our head and not our hearts, and I'm going to ask you guys to do that for us real quick, because I think everybody wants to know the answer to this question. With our heads, not our hearts, and not our current needs, isn't it just as likely that we're still sitting here 6 months with no RV as it is that 6 hours it happens?
Have you seen the news from Iraq today?
Actually, I have, yeah.
Talking about it will be implemented this week?
I did see that. But that's my question. The information has been so misleading and so all over the place. These articles being recirculated, it's really difficult to determine exactly where we're at any one given time.
And that's why we're not putting an exact date on it.
Right.
I agree with you completely. But as far as being in the best position that we've been in, I do agree with that to a certain extent, but we know that this has been put on the block. I know of three times and pulled back within hours. He has that same information. It was pulled back within hours of supposed to be released.
Yep. I concur. Thoroughly.
Hey, Studley, it's Brian. You there?
Yep, I'm here, bud.
Holy moly, it's a ghost.
Yep, we got a special announcement. Chicken wing is back in business.
And I don't want to, and I'm going to wait till y'all get done with some of these Q&As and chime in because there's some good stuff out there. But when you're talking about the timing of this thing, and we know of times it's been pulled back, it's going, it's this and that, the information coming out right now is enormous. Now, my take on it is educational starting to come out. How long that process goes, I don't know. But I will tell you this. A week and a half ago, there was an article, and I don't know if anybody caught this, but Maliki stated that within 72 hours of a change in the exchange rate, they wanted to change the salaries of government officials. Do y'all remember that?
Uh-huh.
I do.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I want to tell you that an article came out 2 days ago, and nobody's picked up on it, and they are going to start paying, and it is approved, to start paying these salaries September 15th. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is you're looking at windows. So I want everybody to understand that you got to pick up with these articles certain things. There's so many misleading articles out there. You've got to be able to decipher through them. Just as much as everybody, you know, wants to believe that we're controlling this thing. Do we have a hand in it? Sure. Somewhat. We devalue the currency, we're going to bring it back. Are we going to go to the IMF and tell them, no, you're not releasing it till December? Absolutely not. You got a country over there within 24 months is going to blow China out of the water. They're not going to sit there on the sidelines much longer. But I do want to tell you one thing to look for, and that is the announcement of the government. Have they been in place? That's what we've heard. That's what we've read in some places, and it's pulled back and recirculated. But I want to read you something right now from Shabibi, and he has always stated the one thing that he is requiring to be done before he does anything is a GOI. And he has always stated that. Does he have to? No. That is his requirement. He is related to Alawi. Alawi now has stepped into the stage with the Oval Agreement and the strategic policy that they put in place. But I want to tell you this. They have agreed on things. They haven't agreed on things. You hear it back and forth. Who cares? But at the end of the day, your trigger is going to be the activation of this herbal agreement. And I want to read you one thing right now, straight from Shabibi, about the independence of the umbrella of protector of state funds. He said the granting of the independence to the central bank is of great significance because it is the umbrella of a protector of state funds. Now, he reiterates that twice. What this means is, and he drops down and he says, the central bank handles the monetary policy and keeping inflation in place and all monetary obligations to its country. But he sums it up saying, we have to answer to the government. And at the bottom and the final statement, straight out of Shabibi's mouth, quote unquote, the central bank is following up the government's budget allocations in order to adjust the exchange rate and reduce the processing imbalance. For anybody that thinks, and it's in the Iraqi Constitution, that they're going to come out low, at least they're going to come out and balance this budget. Now, I want to tell you this. It goes right back to him saying this over and over and over. Their obligation is to answer to the government. The government gives them the okay. When you see the GOI announced, Shabibi is off and running.
Good job, Brian. That's the most I've ever heard you say in my lifetime. I appreciate
it. Well, I'm just laying it out there because everybody, you want to hear that And Obama's got a party in Chicago, and he's got everybody coming. He's going to stand up, you know, and announce it. That's hogwash. You know, Geithner's on his way to China. Whatever. At the end of the day, guys, let's watch this herbal agreement get activated. They have agreed to implement the herbal agreement. They've got a couple other things, and it's so hard. There's over 12 articles today with misleading information about that meeting. But the last article that just came out is they agreed on the principles of the Strategic Council. Guess who is going to be the main figure, and that's Alawi in that. Alawi is related to him. That is going to help get this GOI and the herbal agreement in place. Talabani is going to get his second year in his position. Same thing with Maliki. That's in the article. But they still come out and say 2 weeks to name ministers. 2 days to go to Parliament. You never know. It could be 3 days. It could be 2 weeks for ministers. It could be 3 days going to Parliament when they meet again on Tuesday. He has to have them there 3 days from yesterday. We don't know. Watch the activation of it. As soon as you see it, you're going to see it come right out. And that's straight out of Shabibi's mouth. They answer to the government, but they are an independent party.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey, Brian, answer your question.
Now, to balance the budget, if anybody's wondering, we don't throw dates and rates out. Just do the simple math, 26.1, 89.1. Comes out, I believe, to around 340, somewhere around in there. It's in the Constitution. But I'm just giving you that. I'll shut up. Just wanted to chime in on that. But pay attention to those salaries, too, because they came out a week and a half ago and said within 72 hours to adjust the salaries of an exchange rate change. And they just came out a day and a half ago, and nobody picked up on it. It said September 15th, and it actually said within 45 days, and this was on the 1st, within 45 days, and then it said September 15th of starting to pay the salaries out at the different prices, I mean, at the different ranges that they're allocating. Pay attention to that.
Durga, do you want to ask him something?
Yeah, you just kind of, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You just kind of mentioned there, kind of flippantly about Geithner's on his way to China. As a matter of fact, he is. You know why he's going?
I have no clue. I don't know if he's there. I'm throwing out stuff that you see on the internet, and nobody knows unless you're with them. Coming on this call with Peter was just to throw facts out. The people have intel, and that's great. I don't. It's strictly all facts because at the end of the day, if you follow it and put it together, it keeps you grounded.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, I tend to be more on the intel side, but let's just say his trip to China is directly related to the release of the funds to cover the payout of the RV. That came from somebody who would know.
And guys, listen, that's why we're on here. We're on here to give as much information to the people as we possibly can. And like I said before, we're not going to have the same opinion. It's just the way it is. And
that's true.
I hope everybody understands that this is what we do when we're not on a public call. We do go back and forth. And I personally wanted to give as many people an idea of what we really do. So.
Here's a little bit of interesting information that actually is factual. The person who got me into this investment, a very dear friend of mine, was watching CNN yesterday morning, I think. She almost spit her coffee out. They were showing, they were talking about how China has been extremely displeased with the U.S.'s handling of this debt crisis and that they are now putting more of their investing in foreign currencies and other currencies other than the dollar. And on the screen, stacks being counted by money counters, guess what they showed? Ha! The dinar! It was on CNN yesterday. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Here's another fact. One of China's rating agencies dropped the United States from A+ to A today.
Yeah, that's right.
That's correct. And there's another agency that dropped the U.S. to AA from AAA. It's just not one of the big three.
Right, but that was a United States government rating agency. That's very key, too.
Yep.
Not the Chinese, but the one that dropped us to AA. It's not
one
of the big
three,
but it's one that our government uses. Another thing, too, a very important article today. Headline, Iran respects Iraq's sovereignty.
Wow.
That speaks headlines, guys.
That is tremendous.
That is tremendous. The airspace, like I mentioned to them today, they signed a contract with a Britain company, with a British company. I mean, you know, you go back to the problems they had with the Kuwaiti Airlines, and now, you know, the first time they're taking over their airspace from the United States. You know, there's a lot of things out there, and for Iran, who supposedly was causing so many problems with them, has now signed a huge deal with China also, and they're going to be exporting natural gas with Iraq, and I believe it's Syria to Europe. I mean, it's all tying in together. But for Iran to come out and say they fully respect Iraq's sovereignty, let me tell you something. Don't pay attention to the port issue. Pay attention to the Erbil Agreement. That's the last thing going. Shabibi didn't come out and say, we have to make Kuwait happy. We have to have agreements on the ports. We have to have this. We have to have a GOI. That's it. He loves his country. He's from there. This is his last gig. He's out of there after this. He was handpicked for this because he is absolutely brilliant.
Handpicked him, Brian?
The administration did, the old administration. He has been handpicked. He is one of the, I think he's in the top 300 of I don't know, Arabs or whatever. He is very, very smart. He's held a lot of financial positions.
Right.
But the one thing he loves is his country. And he said, I don't have to have it, but I want it. And by damn, whether the U.S. is holding up, whoever, the trigger that you're going to see is not us dropping to, you know, Soros leveraging all this money against, or people leveraging money against dropping credit ratings. I don't care. That can all happen. People say whatever they want. Watch that herbal come out, because that is Shabibi's trigger. That's his government.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. I as for time, let's keep that down a little bit so we can get to as many questions as we possibly can. I thank you, Brian. I really appreciate that, bud.
All right, next question from 93. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. First of all, thanks for doing the call. Really appreciate it. My question is actually directed to Dusty. Dusty, I saw a post today where you were moving your timeline up from August 11th. Is there anything you can share with us as to why you did that?
One, that's not my timeline. I've been very specific that that is not my timeline. I gave you what my intel had given me. They are moving. I just want to make it clear. He said that they are moving faster than they were scheduled, okay? It didn't mean that I had moved my timeline up. It just brought my beliefs that we may be closer to now than later, my beliefs as to what my intel is saying. So when he told me what he told me, that is what he told me. He said we're moving a little faster than we expected to. He thinks that they'll get it done before the 11th, sooner, as in, like, sooner than the 11th. The 11th was an outside day that they gave me when I talked with him.
Okay. Thanks, Dusty.
No problem.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Our next caller. Let's see, phone number ending in 6434. No one's there.
Going once.
It's gone. All right, phone number ending in 0719.
Hi, thank you for taking my question this evening and having this call. I had a question. I read the British pound as to be tied to the Iraqi dinar, as well as the dong. And I'm not sure if I believe what I read, but this article said that the reason it was not going to be tied to the U.S. dollar was because the U.S. was not Basel III compliant. Can you comment on that?
Anybody want to take that besides me first?
Go ahead.
First of all, Basel III compliance is for the banking system.
Right.
It's not a country. Yeah. Country does not have to be Basel III compliant. Secondly, Iraq, usually what people don't understand is I study history as well, and one of the main reasons that I believe it's going to be tied to the British pound is because Iraq was a country that was under the British Empire for a long time. So the British Empire has a lot of ties with Iraq. Not only that, but also it would be easier for them to release it under a British pound because the London markets are central and centrally located in between the American and the Tokyo markets. Those are the three big markets. It probably would be easier for them to release it during that time. And really, we don't know. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. One of the other reasons why I wanted to have this call, guys, is because I wanted to let people understand that we do not have all the answers. I'm going to tell you that right now. The reason for them tying to the British pound is something that I lost my train of thought on that one. wow. What I was gonna say on that was that they can change the currency, meaning what they're gonna tie it to up until the last minute. So we have been given that information for a long period of time. I would say about 2 to 3 months right now.
Yeah.
And that is something that we're gonna stick with until we hear something different. It's just, and that was what I was going to say. I apologize, guys. Right now, with everything going on with our debt crisis, with everything going on with our currency, it's been a lot less stable than the British pound. And usually when they tie something in terms of currency, they want one of the most stable currencies. And right now, one of the most stable currencies is the British pound. Okay, somebody else take over.
I will.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I muted?
No, you're not. We can hear you.
Okay. Let's put it this way. So you've got a pretty little boat. You want to keep it safe. You going to tie it to the dock, or are you going to tie it to another boat that's got holes in it? I don't think so. You're going to tie it to a dock. Considering what has been happening, the world is up in arms over the state of the U.S. dollar. Let me see if I can do my best Brian impression. See this the U.S. dollar is about to start jumping up and down like a Brahma bull with some twine tied around its private parts. So I don't think you're gonna want to tie the IQD to something like that because it's gonna be jumping up and down and doing all kinds of crazy things. And the IQD is going to be one of the most powerful currencies in the world very shortly.
Okay.
How'd I do, guys?
You did great. Thank you. One last question about the settlements that President Obama said he was not going to have that as a part of the RV, the prosperity packages and the settlements that are part of this, that a lot of people think it's tied to the RV and will be paid out through the BIS in the Switzerland as a part of the payouts like they would to any other country. Any comments on that? And I'll leave it at that.
I'll take that one. In terms of being paid out through the BIS, the funds are already in place.
Okay.
As for Obama refusing to sign off on them, that's hogwash.
Okay.
Forget you heard it. Let's just, without getting too deeply into this,
okay.
Let's just say there are some people who are really mad at our president right now. And they're spreading a lot of stuff because, from what I've been told by people in a position to know, he's actually been trying to push this through quite a bit the last, 100 days or so. While obviously trying to make sure that enough tax revenues are gotten from it to benefit the U.S., he's not trying to stop the settlements. But there are a lot of people who'd like us to think he was.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. A final note. We lost I'm a Canadian. We lost our credit rating down to a double in the 90s, and, you know, we've managed to get ourselves back to triple rating. So thanks for all you do.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, next question. Phone number ending in 3331.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, I can't believe I'm on here. Well, I've never heard your voices, so thank you for helping out. And Studley, I used to talk to you. This is Diana.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember. Diana.
I don't.
That's okay. That was on PTR and still is, but I have
a
question.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I have a little daughter interrupting me now, so I'm going to have a hard time. I did have initially a question on the World Court, and it was regarding the expediency, and so I do understand your answer was that this probably, maybe perhaps did not happen. And there's so much misinformation, so much disparity on the herbal, what is done, what is not done. What do you look for to help you, and where, you know, where do you find this, or is it mostly your intel or news or...
Me personally, I look at a number of different, I have a number of different sites I go to, and I also have a number of different contacts, mostly on, in Wall Street, some in, Washington.
Okay.
And really you have to take everything with a grain of salt, because part of currency involves misinformation. Every revaluation that I've ever been in, involved misinformation. And we're not going to get all the answers. We're not going to get all the information. And really it's a certain mindset that you have to be involved with this. Again, we have to all understand that we shouldn't have even been involved in this. When I heard about this, I was on Wall Street, and that's the only reason that I knew about this. And it was supposed to go a long time ago.
Right.
And it was never supposed to get out to the public. And basically, a lot of the information I get is from the people that I'm on the call with. I mean, we all do research and we all talk about, you know, what we know, what we think. Really it's that simple. We like to keep things as simple as we possibly can.
Okay.
And we don't have all the answers and we know
that
we never will.
Right. No, I sense your humility, actually, in all this. You know, what actually is the herbal? I wish I knew more. I'm too distracted with life. So what?
That's
why
okay.
is that? Why is that kind of the trigger, though? I guess I wish I could see the connection.
Well, the herbal agreement is the way that a rock. It's how a rock is going to become a democracy. It's what they. It's so that what happened under Saddam Hussein never happens again. That's why they created the herbal agreement. It's so they have power sharing amongst the leaders of Iraq, and one leader cannot become a dictator over the other leaders.
Okay.
And go ahead. Brian knows more about that. So, Brian, are you there, bud?
That is absolutely correct, and you've read a lot about corruption. You hear about corruption. Maliki survived the Saddam stage. You know, whole nine yards. At the end of the day, they have been dealing with this for like 10 months. But something very interesting is after they met yesterday and you kept hearing over and over about, the troops and the withdrawal coming up, and in October – Admiral Mullen has to have a plan in place whether we're staying or not. October is his deadline. And he's also, I believe he's retiring too. But the key thing is he arrived on Monday over there and basically shook some trees. And they come out today and say that they have signed off for basically the government to negotiate with the U.S. on keeping some troops over there for training, the whole nine yards. Where I'm going with this is a great article in the Washington Post today. And in the Washington Post, the United States praised Iraq for agreeing to go ahead and start the negotiations and working out the deals in order to keep the troops there. They show us great strides. But quote-unquote from the U.S. was, It is very important for the U.S. to see the political strides that Iraq has made so they know, basically, in security, that they do not want to be in a partnership with a country that could end up in dictatorship. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that, A, this herbal agreement is very important in the Strategic Council. That is their democracy being put in place. What we've wanted to do from day one, look at the five-year plan from the State Department, and for the U.S. to come out a day after, and also Admiral Mullen to show up a day before that meeting, shows you this is what the U.S. wanted. We actually were the ones to tell them this is what they wanted to do back in December, I believe, maybe November. And they come out in the Washington Post today saying great strides, and they look forward to a partnership with a country that is going to have a democracy and not end up like a dictatorship because of the threat. Very important.
Another thing I'd like to add in there on top of that is a lot of people don't know it, but Alawi actually won the popular vote from the people, even though Maliki got the position. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they came to terms and agreement was they would give Alawi this position Brian, the National Strategic Council, isn't that what they're calling it now?
Exactly right.
That's right.
They would give him the head position of the National Strategic Council, and it would divide the power among Iraq. For those of you who don't know, there's a lot of division among Iraq, and there's three separate groups, and getting these three political blocks to agree on anything has been the problem over the last couple of weeks and even months. And so Barzani stepped in, Masihar Barzani stepped in to try to implement the herbal agreement. He started about 8 weeks ago by having private meetings with these three different leaders. They were bringing in Talabani and Alawi and Maliki, and they were trying to get things settled out among them, but they just could not do it. They couldn't come to terms on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just so you know, Alawi was promised a position because he did win the popular vote from the people of Iraq.
Okay.
You're exactly right. And I don't know if anybody watched Mike Huckabee over the last 4 weeks on Fox News, but he has done a very, very, very important interview with Netanyahu, I think, or whatever.
You got it right.
Yeah, he's Israel, right?
Close enough.
Yep, and he has He has stated, and this was two episodes ago, I think it's over 3 weeks or 4 weeks he's been doing this, that the Middle East, there is going to be problems unless they can bring the Middle Eastern countries to democracies.
Okay.
And I want y'all to understand what you're witnessing right now. Iraq is going to lead it. They are going to come out with a democracy. They are going to boom. They are going to do exactly what Hillary Clinton stated, I believe it was months ago, that Iraq within 2 years is going to surpass China.
Mm.
And they are going to be the leader to turn this thing around in the Middle East.
Okay.
And this is part of the plan. This is part of the plan that the U.S. has implemented. It actually was developed from the first invasion of Kuwait, that they wanted to have a democracy in the Middle East. And that's one of the reasons why we did go into Iraq, and that's one of the reasons why we did go into Afghanistan, because we wanted to spread the seeds of democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time with just people to help us better understand what this all is and to stay steadfast and keep prodding forward. So thank you for forbearing with the masses, and thank you. That's about it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. You
Bye.
Too. Take care.
I just wanted to add that it's great that you're doing this also to educate people because, by and large, in my experience with a lot of the dinar investors that have come across, there are some very simple folk, a lot of people who don't have any idea about anything to do with world finance, who need to get an education very quickly. So the more calls like this that are teaching people what they need to know, what they need to look for, and what they need to be careful for, the better. I do my best to try to share what information I have and have gotten just so that you can all come into this, seeing clearly and knowing exactly what you should be paying attention to. So thanks for that.
Good point.
I agree with that, but there's one thing that people have to do for themselves, and that is do some of their own research also. Just take a look at what all the gurus are saying and read. Believe me, they'll learn. So, and they'll become more comfortable in saying the RV will come when it comes, and they won't be riding on this roller coaster because it is emotional and it's not a lot of fun. So,
That's true.
Let's go to the next call. Phone number ending in 7669.
Yes.
Are you there, 7669?
Can you hear me, Dusty?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I hear you.
Okay.
Dusty, first of all, I want to say I'm Alabama, about 60-something miles from Auburn. Auburn fan, by the way. And the other half is not, and it's war. But anyway, what I want to ask you was, I'm confused about, according to that, yesterday, Obama signed a release at 506 or whatever. So this means that he turns it back over to the IMF. Is that correct?
That is the way it is supposed to work.
Right. And then IMF would just decide when this was to be RV'd. My question is this. Does Iraq itself not determine when they're going to RV their own currency? Because every day you see on the Internet, the different sites.
You just figured it out yourself. You just hit the nail on the head. Now, if just because the United States approves this to happen doesn't mean the IMF is going to choose the time. Iraq will do this when it bets in my opinion, Iraq's going to do this when it best suits Iraq to do it. Because, you know, just because they were prepared for this to happen doesn't mean they were completely prepared for this to happen.
Well, that's
so.
I understood it, but I just can't understand it. If every day you're hearing on that they're suffering. They need it. They don't have any money. Their money is worn out in the streets, and their counterfeiting is easy to counterfeit now. It's so worn, and these type of things. If they want it so bad, why would they let the U.S. hold them up at all, or are they holding them up at all?
Well, you do realize the United States has the majority voting population on the United Nations Security Council, correct?
Right.
We have 16 votes. So unless they had some major standing power behind them, there's no other country that has any more votes than the United States does. So they're going to need, you know, to get the they're going to need to get the U.S. on board for this thing to be approved, because we were the one that led putting the sanctions, all the financial sanctions and the rest of the sanctions. We led the process of that happening.
Right.
So I do believe, and this is my firm belief, because of the, you know, I do believe there's a misinformation campaign. But there's difference between a relationship you've built over a period of a year and a half, or a relationship that, you know, with some of my top sources that I've built over a period of 10 years. And it's difference between somebody you're teeing it up with on Sunday when he comes into town versus somebody you just talk to on the phone every now and then. There's golf course conversation and there's phone conversation.
And Dusty, can I just interject here for a second? I know you wanted Dusty to answer this question, but we also have to understand that when we're dealing with the Iraqi dinar and the Iraqi country, we have to put ourselves in the mind of an Iraqi, not only an Iraqi citizen, but also an Iraqi that's in power. They don't operate the same way we do. I've noticed a lot of people, biggest mistake I've seen is we're using logic and reason. Their logic and reason and the way that they operate and the way that they operate their country are completely different than the way we do.
Yeah, hey, Peter, hold on. And now I'm going to shut up. I'm about to call you from another number right quick. This phone's dying. Chime me back in, and then I got to tell y'all something, too. But just chime me back in when I call you. I'll be calling in 2 seconds. I got to tell you something else.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.
So, really, it's a whole different psychological. Am I still here? Am I still talking?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. It's just a different mentality that we're dealing with. They are, they just operate differently than we do. There's a lot more misdirection in their culture, let's just say, than in ours.
Well, that's what I've
That's why there's a lot of that you see right now.
Yeah, that's one of the problems that I've found, that at least some of the people I've heard on different chats, that the gurus, if you want to say that, when you interpret things that they write in such a way, an article, that you have to dig out and try to understand what they're saying, because they may not word it the way you do. So I can understand that part. I'm just having problems with trying to determine who actually releases this thing. Does a country have to do it themselves, or is IMF or all the countries? That was the biggest question I had. And then, of course, I had a question about the dawn, which you've already answered that.
Sure.
But I really appreciate this information. I mean, y'all are great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can tell you that each country is its own sovereign nation. Okay,
right.
So if Iraq does not want to release a currency, they don't have to release the currency ever. People
right.
have to really understand that.
Right.
The reason why they are going to revalue their currency is because they are sitting on a tremendous, tremendous amount of natural resources,
right.
and their currency has been devalued on purpose because of a war.
Right.
And the best thing I could give, best information I could tell everybody is please research your history of what has happened in the past and all the issues you're going to have with, let's say, scams and things like that will go away, because the same thing happened with Germany and Japan, World War II, and a number of other currencies. When they were their currencies were devalued during World War II because of war, and then came back stronger than before, because they are, again, it's part of the GDP, especially Iraq. Iraq is very, very clear cut. They have a sea of oil. They have a ton of natural resources like natural gas and gold, and that comprises about 95% of their GDP. Because of that, their currency should be one of the highest in the world.
And one thing too, they have been under a dictatorship. They are going to democracy.
That's
what
right.
this means, look at the countries that are absolutely banging their door down to invest with them. Look at the contracts they're signing. Look at the news that's coming out right now as we speak. Now, you look at the other RVs, people will tell you, oh, Kuwait, they're going to give you misinformation. The other countries, they put articles out say they're not going to revalue, and the next day they revalue. Iraq knows exactly how many dinars they've got in-country and how many they got out-country.
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether they RV and tell you we're RVing at 2 p.m. today, and they do it. Because the trade
hey, Brian.
Sold,
hey, Brian.
You got to send that. Yeah.
Shabibi's not blindfolded, is he? He's a pretty smart guy.
He is absolutely smart.
Exactly.
And they are
he knows where he's
right
at.
Now.
Well, is it as
yep,
bad
Aaron.
Over there as far as needing to be RV'd as we're led to believe, or is just, I know he's smart, you know, he's going to do this thing in a smart way. He's not a dumb guy, you can tell by that.
Over 80% of that country doesn't have running fresh water.
Right.
So, yes, they need
it.
And
in saying that, you would think that he would be putting this as quick as he could. In other words, he would fight everything he could that stood in his way of RVing this thing, including anybody that he would, you know. Am I correct in saying that?
You're absolutely right, but I want to point out one article that came out, and you got to understand it, is you're exactly right, but Shabibi's always stated, like I told you, G-O-I, G-O-I. He loves his country. But why in the world did the central bank come out last week basically saying that all of the fraudulent currency and all that, that's not the delay? And then they came out, Salih came out and said, you know, basically to a point of saying, we've got to have this now. The government, we've been ready. The government's holding it up. That is their way of saying, Shabibi is saying, we've got to go, and we've got to go now. I gave you my word as a fellow countryman to make sure that we did this the way that we've stated, but enough is enough. We're ready to go. Our country's suffering. We're ready to bust. And look what's coming out now. They're educating their people. This thing is about to pop. Just like the herbal agreement, another article just came out. They are submitting on the Strategic Council. They are submitting